Some of you might be familiar with a reality TV show called The Voice that's been on for a few seasons. In this show, contestants come on stage one at a time and sing to three judges whose backs are turned. Based solely on the sound quality of the singing voices and their potential, the judges try to choose the most promising contestants to continue on in the competition. There's something compelling about a distinctive voice. The music industry is filled with great voices from many different genres and eras. In the world of pop music, artists like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, and Aretha Franklin have been amazing listeners for over 60 years. Today's radio listeners might be impressed by the voices of Celine Dion or Josh Groban or Sarah Brightman. And we don't even need to know what an artist is singing to appreciate their voice. When opera singers like Luciano Pavarotti or Joan Sutherland fill a concert hall with an aria, we're so astounded that a human being can make sounds like that, it doesn't matter that we don't understand the language. Their voice becomes a musical instrument that transcends the written word. It's not just singing voices that resonate with us. I grew up with the authoritative voice of Walter Cronkite on the news, and the friendly, energetic ring of Dick Clark counting down the top 40 every weekend. And what would Star Wars have been without the deep tones of James Earl Jones as Darth Vader? The human voice is fascinating. And in today's gospel, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." It's significant that he says, "His voice," rather than "my sheep hear my words" or "my sheep hear my teachings." Like listening to an opera singer, the compelling quality is not in the words necessarily, but in the voice itself, in the timbre, the tone, the familiar depth of sound that the breath forms as it comes across the vocal cords. The sheep are so close to the shepherd, their lives are so intimately bound together, that his voice is instantly recognizable to them. Science tells us that no human voices are alike. And if we meditate a bit on what makes up a human voice, we discover a miraculous interconnection between the lungs, the vocal cords, and the mouth. Our lungs pump air across our vocal cords that tighten and loosen and change thickness. The position of our tongue and the shape of our neck and body change the vibrations that come out of our mouth. And these vibrations go out of us and become sounds when they're encountered by ears close enough to hear them. Sinatra, Pavarotti, Sutherland, each of them make their own unique sounds. They make them out of air, out of the very breath of life. And we too, we each make our own unique sounds. And so does God. Our Almighty God, the great God of the universe, after speaking for centuries through the motions of the stars and planets, after speaking through leaders like Abraham and Moses, after speaking through the law and the prophets, this great God finally speaks to his people in his own unique voice, in a human voice. The creator of galaxies, the maker of star systems, the builder of planets, takes on a heart and lungs and vocal cords and speaks with the human voice. He breathes in His lungs fill with air. The air moves back up over his vocal cords as he loosens and tightens them, and he calls to his sheep. Sheep do not follow a shepherd because they understand his Hebrew, Aramaic, or Greek. They follow the shepherd because they feel the vibration in his voice, of his voice in their ears. They recognize it. They feel in their bones that this is the one who's always speaking to them. This is the one who comforts them. This is the one who nourishes them. It's the same way with a newborn baby who hears his mother's voice for the first time. I remember watching Brenda hold each of our children after they were born. With each child, it was the same thing. She would start talking, and instantly their eyes would follow the voice. They recognized her voice first of all, and they followed it. Did they know what she was saying? Did they understand her words? Not really. But they knew this was the one who had carried them for 9 months, who had fed them, who had spoken to them in the very vibrations and movements of her womb. Mothers can say, like Jesus, "My baby knows my voice." New infants feel it in their bones, just as the disciples could feel the voice of Jesus in their bones, even though they might not understand all that he was saying. Do we feel it in our bones? Are we so intimately connected to the shepherd that we know the one who carries us through our days, who feeds us at this altar, who speaks to us in every movement of the world? Do we recognize the vibrations of his voice in our souls? Now we might say, but we don't hear Jesus' voice anymore since he no longer lives among us. We might look at the events of Boston or West Texas or China this past week, and we might ask, where is our shepherd? It may seem to us that his voice is as silent as the tomb. But we cannot forget the lesson of Easter. We cannot forget that in rising from the dead and sending forth the Holy Spirit, Jesus makes us one with him and speaks now through his church. The church is the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Christ speaks through a human body today just as he did 2,000 years ago. When Scripture is proclaimed here in our midst in a human voice, we hear the voice of Christ. When the bread and the wine are lifted up and the priest says, "This is my body, this is my blood," we hear the voice of Christ. And even more, when we pronounce the "I do" at our weddings, when we speak words of comfort to the sick or dying, when we take the time to talk with someone in need, then Christ speaks through us. When marathon runners run toward a blast and not away from it, when they talk to a lost child or a disoriented fellow runner, they speak with the voice of Christ. When a little boy's parents cry over the death of their son, when the country mourns with them, it is Christ himself whose weeping voice is heard. Jesus still speaks to us in a human voice. Our loving God is as close to us as the air we breathe, as the air that forms the words we say. Are we listening? Do we recognize the voice of the shepherd? We might not understand the words. We might not comprehend his teachings. We may even have our backs turned to him like those judges in that TV show. But if we let that voice resonate within us, If we follow after that voice, we shall never perish. Like a newborn in the hands of a mother, no one can take us out of his hands.